Casey's division have arrested a cinephile leader on allegations of defiling a 4-year-old baby girl near Casey's roundabout in Casey's municipality. No official comment yet from police, but the gender focal person at Uganda Network on Law Uganet, Ms. Annette Kosinge, confirmed that a Geoffrey Asinga has been arrested following a revelation to her mother by the victim about the suspected unlawful act. Ms. Annette Kosinge later called for intensified community sensitization for mindset change that would change the face of Kasese District into more accommodative approaches to issues than acts that put the district at the wrong side of the law. Ms. Annette speaking.
You can imagine no one named Yakini, no more memory Kikuminam Sanju, then I can have Rakoman Amulet, Manama Makavia, Akamunavia, Amasangana, Omana, Nakaka, Wachakasuvala, Manana Suva, and do it when over in the roof. So Baber Hamba or Monjo, as I had no police in Nana in a movie killer, no manana you from Abram Father Okaba Tahua, no more than I Tabram Father Steel, Okahosi, and Langrandana you.
The executive director for Kasese's Link, Mr. Ronald Kato, pledged intensified plans against defilers and their abettors. He said must face the law for the safety of the young girls. Mr. Kato.
Abarumi bayinzibayi omulenge wa yali ati a business imwe tukire yu especially ababa rumi ababiri itu business eri abakandiraba na balera bali chikumi ya kiku minamunane chindu ya chunga chikonde minga twengi itwe sifrende valeka kende bahamba kantu wabafu ala mwavi nyave rairu kuzi oru ala ala wabiri vya rune nekusivu.
He also threatened to deal with parents and local leaders who negotiate with the defilers to cover cases that need expertise of police to deal with. Miss Juliet Bireo and Miss Naomi Itungo are some of the local residents of Misika 2 cell care ward in Kasese municipality who tasked Mr. Francis Kitula to lobby for passable roads, clean and safe water, as well as projects to manage Nyamwamba River. According to the locals, their lives would be improved should a bridge be constructed across River Nyamwamba, have electricity, clean and safe water in the area. Miss Juliet and Miss Naomi speaking.
Iye nje namaso esehenu ingalangira ya chitura omutema ayi amasika neringa sabe ya chitura ngokwa matuika kukonu fuka ya muha katu beitu neru evokat mwehike masika kanje miko mafamil ayavirita seka na nyamwam neru atuwe bingire atukoleri wavulalu nga muise ngerezwe ya kande fukende muha katu ya kandela
ama vya katu hikaku fukamutu matutu endi atukolere kandi atukoleri engud kandi tukaitana masenyerezi erika hai Hatulehan, tukaitaga amagets, tukanyo kwa rusi, orutiwene.
In his response, Mr. Kitula Francis reaffirmed his unwavering commitment to address the pressing challenges related to water supply, electric power and the management of Nyamwamba River to the Parliament of Uganda if elected. Mr. Kitula.
Beitu abandoe misika mawembura evisiweba wete navyo evika hambangano kwa maete revura eshonzera eskabu ikaku nashu eriwe sirimentein nechende vamanyubura vati ivo ereso kaba kasumote unumwe kasesi abandoba nene baka hora baka senda ukurusi orenya mwamba bandoba kuwa moku wa baba tauti ya masenyerezi kanumese ya senta ya mabirikamu masenyerezi kuika tandikere kurakurana business ya kavyamu vamata sangana ingalimu mbeto ukuvanze yekabu ikaku niwe uli ya evimdravyo na mabara nisi nuko kuna nambo hikaku na ingese vinga ni mufrontinga bintu byabo erebeteke mbere mbere.
Mr. Kitula later called for hard work and promotion of hands-on skills among the youth for self-reliance.